Welcome to the podcast editing and support show. My name is Dave. Are you ready? Let's go. We're going to start the episode right now. Happy to have you here. Let's do this. That's right. We're back. Episode 13 here. The podcast editing and support show. I hope you're doing good. I hope you're out there having a great time podcasting or editing a podcast. Welcome to the show. Glad to have you here. My name is Dave. I host 8 different podcasts, including another podcast around podcasting called the How to Podcast series. Would love to have you come and join me over there and continue the conversation around podcasting. It's a great podcast. We have guest co-hosts that come on the show, talk about their podcast journey, all to encourage you as a podcast host. So it's there for you, howtopodcast.ca. Today, we're looking at navigating virtual waters, insider insights for podcast producers here on the Podcast Editing and Support Show. As a podcast producer, editor, manager, we're offering comprehensive audio and video editing to our clients, along with podcast support, understanding lessons that can significantly enhance our workflow and our client interactions is going to benefit us and it's going to benefit our clients as we put these things into practice. By reflecting on my beginnings in as a podcast editor, I started just doing my own show, and that's worked into being able to work with others, which is exciting because I get to bring my expertise to their idea, their dream, when they don't have the ability, time, or talent to do their own editing. They're looking for someone like me to jump in and help them with their show. I was looking for a better way to work through the work-life balance, the demands on me as I bring on new clients. I was intrigued by the prospect of any type of home-based business. It's exciting when you can take an idea and turn it into a business, whether that is to supplement your income or replace your income. Podcast editing and support is a great way to take your talents and abilities and who you are and turn it into a way to support your family, support yourself. It's a great opportunity. It's really, you're, as a podcast editor and a support person, you are a virtual assistant. And I wanted to share some lessons around what has shaped my experience as a virtual assistant and maybe give you some things to think about as you start your journey as a podcast editor and support person. So the first thing is just to realize and embrace the reality of remote work. Contrary to popular belief, working from home requires true dedication and discipline. Despite the comforts of your home environment and not having to drive to work and sit in a drive-through lane to get your coffee in the morning, deadlines still are there. They still loom over your head. Tasks are always ahead of you. And distractions abound, including my cat, which is here somewhere. Cultivating self-discipline is crucial to maintaining productivity and professionalism. We are our own boss in this situation, but yet, at the same time, our clients are our boss. They have expectations, timelines. They expect great customer service. And growing up and working in customer service roles for a long time, it's interesting because it shapes you and it gives you an outward-focused lens that really helps you to understand that the customer comes first and their needs, their wants, their desires, their lack of knowledge about what we do, it comes first. And we need to explain things properly, have patience, but realize that working from home and working outside of an office setting where people are kind of looking over your shoulder, there's no one looking over your shoulder as a podcast editor, except for the podcast host who demands of you the desire and the motivation to show up, do your job, stick to timelines. We need to embrace the reality of remote work. It is a different type of work. And if you're doing this to supplement your regular income, you're doing this on weekends, evenings, days off, this is where you're doing your work on top of all the demands of family, community, work, your own personal life. There's a reality to remote work, and you really need to embrace it right from the top. The next is we really need, in this role of podcast editing and support, we need to master our communication skills. As a virtual assistant, as a podcast editor and support person, we need to understand that communication is paramount to our success and the success of those that hire us. Without face-to-face interactions, clarity, diplomacy, and written communications are vital. When there's a misunderstanding, it happens because there's assumptions in text, there's assumptions in emails, and there's sometimes a lack of clarity. We're not talking about the same thing on the same level with our clients. They don't understand the nuances of what we're doing. So when we ask a question, we might have to frame it in a way where they understand what we're trying to ask so they can give us the best answer. Give great questions so that you can get great answers. That's a really important key around our communication ability with our clients. We need to avoid all the misunderstandings that seem to pop up, and we need to emphasize the need for concise and tactful correspondence. We want to be able to respond tactfully so that we're not wasting their time and we're not waiting for an answer as they're trying to figure out, what did that email mean? What did that text say? I don't understand that word. I'm going to have to Google what they said. If I reach out to my client and say, what LUFS do you want for your audio export? What the heck is a LUF? Right? Your client doesn't understand what you're talking about. So please make sure you frame what you're saying to your client in a way where you can get the right answer, where you don't have to wait. Number three is navigating challenging client relationships. Early in your career as a podcast editor and support person, a virtual assistant, you're going to encounter some difficult clients. I have already, and I've only been doing this for a short time. We need to embrace these challenges as opportunities to grow, to get clarity, to develop resilience, to learn from setbacks, and strive for continuous improvement. Over time, you're going to gain the confidence to choose your clients wisely. In the beginning, we just want everybody. We just want to make money. We're open to anything. We'll take it all. I started working for a client, and she really talked me down dollar-wise. Again, I was excited to have a client, so I agreed to really undervaluing what I offer, and what she was asking for was extravagant. So here I am, working away on her audio podcast, and the client comes back and says, well, where's the video footage? Where's the video version for YouTube? Where are all my clips from my social media? And I sent back the original agreement that we talked through, and I hadn't spelled out exactly that this is only audio, because the dollar amount that she was charging me was even below what I would charge a regular client for audio-only work. And she still wanted to throw on all of that scope creep, all of that extra, extra, extra. Her assumption level was way higher than my assumption level. So right there was a miss. So I was underperforming based on her perception of what a podcast editing and support person does. And her expectations were extraordinarily too high. And she thought that my dollar amount at $25 per episode was insane for just audio. So I sent her back some other numbers from other people in the space to give her some point of reference. And she'd said that she found somebody who can do all the audio, all the video, all the clips, run the website, do everything for less than $20 an episode. I'm like, well, bless you. Bless your heart. Congratulations. Go with that person, because whoever is going to do it for that amount of money, wow. Wow. They're going to be making pennies per hour. And I hope you're happy with the work. And I just realized in that moment, just like for podcasters, when they find someone who's not their ideal listener. That client was not my ideal client. And there's no way that I can afford the time in my week to commit to that low of a dollar amount per hour. I am making not even half of minimum wage at that rate. So that's not worth my time. Makes you understand that is as you build your clientele early in your career, you're going to encounter some of these difficulties. So make sure that you are clear, crystal clear with your potential new client, what you will do for that dollar amount and what is not covered in the dollar amount. Navigate challenging client relationships. You're going to do a lot of it in the beginning. It's going to feel terrible. But as you get clarity, you're going to be able to find the best clients for you that you can serve the best. And number four, you need to develop resilience. With that client, she was not positive. She was really negative. And the fact that I wasn't able to do a ton of work for basically no money at all. Not every client interaction is going to be positive. You need to have some thick skin as a virtual assistant, podcast editor, support person. You need some thick skin. You really need to understand that we're going to weather a lot of criticism and there's going to be adversity at times. By refraining from internalizing any kind of negativity, a negative experience, a negative comment, a negative email, focusing instead on our personal growth. How are we getting better? How are we developing? And looking for ways to develop our profession and what we offer to our clients. That is how we can level up, find better clients for more money so that we can do this without having to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I don't think anyone truly expects us to work that much. They wouldn't do it. So why should we? We need to develop some resilience. We need to understand that sometimes it's okay, as we hear in that old country song, sometimes it's good to hold them, sometimes it's good to fold them, some days it's good to walk away, and some days it's good just to run from bad clients. Develop your resilience. Number five, we need to commit to lifelong learning. When I see somebody download a program that does audio editing, and then they say they're an audio editor because they have a program, I challenge them to understand that you still need to understand the behind the scenes of how a podcast works, how audio editing works, how video editing works, understand the world of podcasting, both audio and video, understand the terminology, understand the relationship between a podcaster and a podcast host, how a podcast goes from a microphone to Apple and Amazon and Spotify and YouTube, to understand all the behind-the-scenes steps that take something from an idea to a spoken word to a video to a listener. And the more you can dive deep into the world of podcasting, the better you are and the better you are able to serve your clients. We are in an ever-evolving landscape of virtual assistants, podcast editing, and support. Staying abreast of the industry, trends, and everything that's happening in podcasting is imperative for you to have a long and exciting career, whether a side hustle or full-time, as a virtual assistant in podcast editing and support. You need to continuously expand your skill set and adapt to the technology and the advancements that are going on in podcasting to remain competitive in this global marketplace. You can be undercut and someone can charge $5 per episode for podcast editing and support. You're not going to be able to compete on that level. How you can compete is in your knowledge, your ability, great customer reviews of your service and what you do, and word of mouth marketing. Having one person who falls in love with you and hires you to edit their podcast and then tells two friends and they tell two friends, and so on and so on. That's how you build a better experience in podcasting. Do your best and know your stuff. There are so many podcast editors who claim to be podcast editors, who have created a business because they downloaded the script and now they're an editor, and they don't understand the first thing about podcasters. They've never even been on a podcast. They've never had their own podcast. And yet they put themselves out there in the world saying, I know everything about podcasting because I downloaded a program and I pay a monthly fee for it. That's a great starting point, but you still need to understand what a podcast is and how it all works so that you can offer the best service possible. And lastly, number six, is you need to acknowledge that your dispensability. We all want to be loved. We all want to find that great client who hires us and pays us and money's flowing in and everything's great. We also need to acknowledge that working remotely means you're competing not just in your neighborhood, your city, your community, your province, state, country. You're kind of working and competing against the entire world. There is someone who's going to make less than you. There's going to be places where the US and Canadian dollar is going to be worth more somewhere else in the world. So people can pay a fraction of what you would charge to someone else somewhere else. And you're competing with them as well. Recognize that clients really might just opt to discontinue your services for any number of reasons. We still need to maintain a proactive mindset, constantly refining your skills, offering exceptional value to retain our clients. But we also need to be actively out there attracting new opportunities. I hear podcast editors, some people in the space giving up because clients they've had for years have discovered that they too can download the script. They too can do their own editing. And thank you very much, but I don't need your services anymore. And I hear podcast editors who own the space for years, now finding out that they are quickly replaced by a download and a YouTube video on how to use the script. I don't need you anymore. I don't need your editing tools and creating artwork. I have Canva. Or I have an AI program that does it when I type in a few words, it gives me a picture. I don't need your help anymore. And I see this fear and anxiety in podcast editing and support circles where people are afraid they're going to lose their work and their opportunities. But at the same time, these same people haven't done anything to grow their skills, embrace AI, understand the space better, and give amazing customer service. They're still a part of this world called podcast editing and support that AI hasn't been able to touch, and that is you. AI hasn't replaced you because you are still you. And there's something special that you offer. You need to tap into that. You need to grow that. And you need to put yourself out there. So you need to acknowledge that you might have 5 clients right now. You might have 2 clients. You might have 1. You might have 100. But at any point, any of those clients could send you an email, a text, and say, hey, Dave, thank you for your assistance. We no longer need your assistance anymore. We're not going to pay you anymore. And we're going to go in a different direction. If that scares the out of you, and I purposely left a little space there, then you need to do what you need to do to grow. Embracing these fundamental truths around navigating as a virtual assistant in podcast editing and support is going to help you feel more fulfilled and more secure in remote work settings. Gratitude for the flexibility and the autonomy that working from home and being a virtual assistant, it really affords you the opportunity to navigate some interesting career challenges, but also some great triumphs as a podcast producer, editor, or manager. And remember, the setbacks are not insurmountable. The world of podcast editing and support is fast-paced. It's constantly changing. There's been 5 new AI tools that have come out just while I'm talking to you right now. We need to be on the cutting edge, on the front of it all. So what does that mean? It goes back to you committing to lifelong learning. Are you listening to podcasts about podcasts? Are you reading books? Are you watching YouTube? Are you watching this space? Are you learning about what's next in podcasting so that you can better serve your clientele? As you grow and as you gain knowledge, you can then impart that back to a podcast host who really doesn't have time to do the research, all the legwork, and understand the space. You do that for them. You have now earned your role beyond cutting and pasting in audio and video. You become a resource, a tool that your podcast host can lean on so that they understand the space as well. So you need to be learning. You need to be putting yourself out there and growing. And that's what this podcast is about. That's why it's here. And I'd love to hear your thoughts around podcast editing and support. And if you're looking for a podcast editor, whether it's myself, because I'm looking to help people just like you as podcasters, or someone else, I would love to be able to host links for any podcast editor out there that's looking to get ahead of out there, their name out into the world so people know about them. Reach out to me through podcastedityandsupport.com. We're going to create like a little board there. We'll have links to you and your services. The goal of this show is to introduce podcasters to podcast editing and support teams out there. I would love to promote you as well. And if you would love to come on and talk about your services, what you do and how you do it and who you help, then reach out to me. Podcastedityandsupport.com is my website. And let's have you on as a guest. And you can share, promote. I'd love for you to come on. That does not intimidate me at all. There is so many people out there looking for people like you and me right now that we need to work together to promote each other and get our names out there. So if I can help you, someone just like me, building a business around podcast editing and support, then I would love to do that for you. Head over to my website, all the links in the show notes, and let's work together. Let's see what we can do to help each other. And a reminder too, if you want to learn more about podcasting, head over to the How to Podcast series over at howtopodcast.ca. We'll catch you over there. Check out the next episode coming up soon here on the Podcast Editing and Support Show. It's for you. That's why I'm here. And I can't wait to meet you. Thank you for listening to the show. Get out there and start learning some more about podcasting today. Commit to it. Let's do lifelong learning and let's do our best for our clients. Thanks for listening. Hey, thanks for being here for the Podcast Editing and Support Show. Again, if you're looking for support for your podcast editing, head over to truemediasolutions.ca. Would love to talk to you there. Great episodes coming up here on the Podcast Editing and Support Show. We'll talk to you soon. Take care. Hey!